Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ain't never fell as far as when you fall in love. Except for fall you take when you've been loved and given up.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. All right, let's run up to Lake Houston. Let's check in with Mr. John Littleton, see what he's up to. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Couldn't be better. Life is good.
Yep, life is good. At least we were able to get up, you know.
That's it.
I don't know if feel them old achy bones here every once in a while. You know how that goes.
Oh, like, yeah. That's part of the game.
Yeah. I feel them a little bit more each and every day. But, you know, oh, well. We got to get out here and get it. We can't give up. Never give up.
No.
No. Got to go fishing. Go hunting. Do something.
Keep moving.
Yeah. I'm going to try to go out over to Lake Houston today and got a tournament I'm going to fish on Conroe tomorrow. So I hadn't been to Conroe this year, but
dang.
I'll go hit my old spots and, you know, if they're there, I'll catch them. If not, you know, what the heck. At least I'll be outside fishing, you know, so not a big deal.
No.
But, fishing's still pretty good, Mickey, out here on the lake. We, you know, we're still catching some bass. There's still some, you know, females up. Not a whole lot, but I thought this second full moon we had this week would have pushed a lot more up, but just not seeing it. You know, I don't know what the heck's going on. I figured, man, we'd have another good wave of, you know, big fish moving up, but I hadn't found them. If they are,
I heard the same thing from Bob Green earlier when I talked to him. Same MO.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is. You know, I was really expecting, you know, to be able to go out there and catch some 4, 5, 6 pounders, you know, but there was a seven something weighed in last Sunday. There was an individual tournament on Lake Houston, and I ended up not fishing it. But there's a few out there, but I can't find them if they are. So,
yeah.
But, no, it still took a little over 15 pounds to win last Sunday. So, you know, those guys are still, they're still catching them. I mean, I can go out there and catch them, but I just can't find the bigger fish. I can get them 2-pounders all day long, but just not, you know, and right now, those won't get you a check. And a little bit later in the year, you know, get up in the summertime, you know, you get 10, 12, 13 pounds, you know, you're going to be in the mix, you know, for money. So, but right now, I don't know. That's why I'm going to go out today and here on Lake Houston and just piddle around and see if I can find me a big one somewhere. But and tomorrow I head up to Conroe.
Well, they always come when you least expect it, man.
Oh, I know. You know, I'll probably go out there today and catch 20 pounds, you know, because it's not a tournament.
Yeah, pre-fishing.
Yeah, I'll catch 20 pounds, without a doubt. But, hey, it's fun. You know, it's all about getting out there and getting outdoors and, you know, better than sitting at home on the couch or outside doing yard work.
So, oh, I know
you
it.
Know.
Well, yeah. You know, bad fishing's kind of like yard work. You got to get into it. It's got to be done.
Yeah.
You just got to go with it. Make the most of it. Try to enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. But my problem is this year I've been having all them, you know, first out of the money checks. You know, you ain't no check.
You have years like that. I've been there and done that, man.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's like we were talking the other day, you know, those – We got quite a few youngsters coming up out there on the lake, and you know they're
tough.
Yeah. I'll just have to go out there and find them. I know there got to be some bigger fish somewhere. I just, you know, in tournaments, you hit all your main stuff, and you know, I guess I just need to think outside the box and go try some off-the-wall stuff, which I'm going to do today. So,
well, that's usually how you run into those big ones, just doing off-the-wall stuff like that. It's the way it's been for me anyway.
Yeah, I know it. Yep. But, we're going to go do it. I tell you, they're starting to catch a few catfish, Mickey, that are moving up. We're starting to get to see some shad up on the bulkheads early in the morning. And, you know, some of the catfish are moving up. White bass are, there are a few out there right now that you can catch. I like to wait a little bit longer when I can go out there and just run those edges of creek channels and stuff with a little crankbait and start catching them. I need to get my freezer stocked back up. Get me some good white bass. And usually that's what I'll do. I'll try to go out there and catch me, you know, 15 or so catfish, and then I'll go try to catch me 10 or 15, you know, white bass and, you know, get you some good fillets, you know, in the freezer. But crappie's been a little slow this week. I know the one guy that I talked to, he said he's catching quite a few little ones. And normally, right now, they're catching the bigger ones, but he said he might have to go through five or six little ones to get a keeper, you know. So, but, you know, he sent me some pictures of eight that was, you know, pretty decent looking little fish, you know. They're pound and a half, pound and three quarter, you know, crappie. So,
yeah,
you know, those are good eating size, you know, get you some good fillets out of that. But, he's got a fish trap and, you know, he at his house and he puts some, you know, them fresh fish in there and, you know, he'll go down there and get him three or four or five, however many he wants to cook out of his fish trap. And,
you know,
that's always good. Yeah, purging them. Yeah, that's always good. Yeah.
I had an uncle. He was a cotton farmer, and he had a river run through his property, and he used to go down there on the river, and he'd catch him big old catfish, big yellow cats, and he'd bring them back, and he'd put them in a horse trough. And they'd live in there, and they'd get ready for fresh fried fish. He'd pull one out of there and dress it all up and fry them up, man, right out of the horse trough.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's a good, you know, I don't know. I just never been a big fan of eating them big old fish like that, you know.
Well, I'm saying, you know, good, you know, 6-8 pounders, not them big old 25,
oh, yeah, yeah. Those are
30
good.
Pounders. Yeah.
Yeah. No. They're good to wrestle with, you know, to get them up to the boat. But, you know, I don't know. They just taste a lot different, you know, those bigger fish like that. Got a lot of fat in them, and, you know, so.
Yeah, if you clean them, you know, fillet them out, you can, you know, cut the fillets in half, you know, thin slice them and cut all the fat out of them and all that. But,
yeah. I'd rather them two and a half pounds.
There you go. School size catfish. You know, that's the ones to eat, buddy.
Yeah, that's the best ones. Yeah. We'll start catching them. They'll move up a lot better here, you know, the next.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of good catfish reports, even over my way. They're catching them in the marsh back there real good, you know, the blues, and then
right.
Turtle Bay, they're catching a bunch of them. They're using popping corks. Fishing shallow. Conroe's been on fire. Richard and them been tearing them up. So it's on.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking about Conroe going up there Saturday, you know, and fish that tournament. Heck, if the bass aren't biting, I might just go on bulkheads and catch me a limit of catfish. At least I'll have something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a good attitude to have. That way you'll probably catch bass like crazy. You won't have time to mess with a catfish.
Right. I hope so, you know. But I just hadn't got on a good bite yet, you know, for bass. So,
right.
I mean, like I say, well, I can go out there and catch 20 fish. But, you know, it's just finding them bigger ones, you know, that's been a little tough for me. But, you know. Yeah, I sent you that picture of my granddaughter. They caught them catfish last weekend. She fished at kids' tournament out there at Lake Houston. And, you know, but they weren't big. I mean, you know, she had big fish. I think it was a 164 or something, 160 something. And which is not, you know, that's a pound and a half, basically. But, you know, they caught quite a few fish there around the bulkheads at Lake Houston Brewery there. You know, that's where they always have that little kid fish tournament. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of kids out there fishing. But, you know, it's always fun when you hear them. They'll go up there and weigh fish in, and they always ask. And there was six kids that was they caught their first fish ever. You know, out there at that event, you know, and that's always good. Them kids get so excited, you know, catching, you know, those catfish or perch, mm-hmm. or, you know, there was a variety of fish caught, you know, fishing there around those bulkheads. But it was all good. They had a good time and get out there and get them kiddos outdoors, you know, get them away from their. I did see a few, though, on their phones or, you know, while they're out there trying to fish. But,
I know. Kids walking around with smartphones. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I know. And I got a
grandkid. And he's 5, and, boy, he's just foaming at the bit wanting one. No, not from Papaw.
Nope.
That's between you and your daddy, not me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you look at the bass fishermen now, you know, too. They're doing is watching their forward facing sonar, you know, and they're basically playing video games, you know, fishing. So it's all good. I mean, you know, you can find them. I just wonder how good a lot of those people would be if you took that away from them, you know, how good, you know, if you can find fish, most people can catch them, you know, but it's hard. Sometimes it's hard.
Well, that's kind of how it works. You got to be on them to catch them, John. Well, hey, I got a roll, man. If somebody wants to call you, give them a number, my friend.
Sure, they can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All right,
buddy. Give me a call or shoot me a text.
All right, my friend. Have a good Easter.
All right.
See you, man.
You too.
All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all...
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Tech City. Let's check in with our ace in the hole, good guy, Mr. Dave Fremont, see what he's up to. Dave, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Ace in the hole, baby.
Yeah, got to watch how you say that. You just leave out one word and you got a real problem.
then you got problems.
That fits me better anyway.
No.
Everything is good, fine and dandy. Back in the saddle, good to be here visiting with you on this Friday morning. And it's a good Friday on top of that with a Easter weekend. Hope everybody has a good one. Jake said y'all were sitting on Easter eggs over there, so I guess y'all were trying to hatch out some Easter eggs. So
yep, sitting on Easter eggs.
Well, I just made my run out to the Texas City Dyke and back, and I'm sitting back here behind the old boys one stop where the big crawfish warehouse is, and it's a good run. There's quite a few people out there this morning. It's going to get nice and crowded, I think, and the drum run is waning. I would imagine it won't be too long before there won't be near as many caught as there has been. There's still some being caught. It was a good drum run. A lot of folks got to get out there and wrestle them. I know they've been catching tons of them out there along the jetties as well, but our own jetty, the Texas City Dyke, produced quite a few big old uglies. And so that'll fizzle out, and then I guess hopefully we'll start seeing a few speckled trout caught, and everybody can limit out with that big solid three fish if they want to.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be days when you're going to do good to catch three. You know, old Mother Nature, now the drum are making a good comeback, you know, all up and down the coast. I'm hearing a lot of drum catches, lots of drums. On lures, too, you know, catching a lot. All the trout fishermen are catching quite a few on lures. So,
yeah.
That means there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of red drum and a lot of black drum. It's so good to see it. we've had some good years with those two fish, and I'm really glad to see it. I can remember some lean years where it was kind of a surprise to see a few caught in the same day along the dike, but that's not anymore. And you can catch a bull red or a black drum just about any time of the year, it seems, nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's really good to see. Hadn't heard an awful lot, Mickey, about anything else per se. But yesterday the water was really nice, really pretty. And
it was a gorgeous day, wasn't it? Boy, it was beautiful yesterday.
Yeah. And I mean, a buddy of mine was sitting out there and enjoying that sunshine and had a couple of rods out and sent me a couple of pictures, and the water looked really, really nice. And things are shaping up for that to happen again. We do have a little bit of breeze. The bait flags is moving around a bit. Looks like most all of it's coming out of the south.
Yeah,
That's not going to hurt that water clarity one bit. It's not going to hurt it here as far as our neck of the woods anyway. But really shaping up to be a nice morning. As far as the bait situation and stuff, I think good shape on that as well. When the weather's not acting up too bad, the shrimpers get out and are able to scoop up some some live bait and a little bit of dead on top of that. So I think the bait camps will be in pretty good shape. I see both bait flags live and finger mullet at Boyd's, and looking across the street at our friends across the street, looks like they've got some couple of flags up as well. So folks that are wanting to venture down this way, be able to pick up some bait and do their thing. Was something I was wanting to ask you, and now it's just completely lost. I'm gone.
It'll come to you.
But not a whole lot going on, Mickey. It's good to be back. I had a little bit of surgery. Had me shut down for a while, but didn't last too long. Can't keep an old man down too long. And
that's it. Like the old saying, can't keep a good dog down, man. They hit the ground running, brother. How's the crawfish looking for the weekend, you know, for Easter? Is it still, you know, kind of hit and miss on supply or what?
Well, this being just about the busiest weekend of the season for crawfish. This and Mother's Day weekend are two of the hottest weekends. And as we all know, we've been playing the fiddle all crawfish season long. It's been slow and at times dismal. The catch has been up considerably, but the demand has just been phenomenal. People have been waiting all season to get some breaks on the price. And the price, you know, originally a lot of crawfish was solid $10 a pound, 11.
Oh yeah.
In some places 12. And those prices came down. At one time people will want to kick me for saying it, but we were in the $3 range for live crawfish. I don't recall seeing any twos.
No.
But then it, as the demand increased and the catch stayed pretty much the same, the prices don't do anything but go up. So it's a pricey weekend for crawfish, and the availability is tough. We put out reservations Monday and for live crawfish, reserving for the weekend. And I put out a little thing saying, hey, if it's going to get done, you better get it done now because right. The prices are probably going to go up and the availability is going to go down. And no more than I said that, and the price went up another 50 cents. And then by the next day, reservations were already pulled for Friday and Saturday. So it's just been a mess. But a lot of people got their reservations in, and then those are the ones that's going to be picking their crawfish up today and tomorrow. I think that Jason extended the reservations for Sunday, and so people are still able to get them in. I don't know if they're still open right now. Boyd'sOneStop.com will tell you that. If you're wanting to reserve some for Easter Sunday, I don't even know exactly right now what the prices are. Things change so much, Mickey. It's just been unreal. So
I know,
hard
it, man.
It's been hard.
It's just the way it is, and you know, this will kind of affect crawfish next year too. Even though, you know, we may get all the rain you want and right weather and all that, but you know what I was reading on it, you know, this year and next year both are going to be kind of hit and miss years on crawfish supply.
I'm glad not many
people want them, huh? Crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad my job is not to predict what's going to happen for next year, because all bets are off, but we're hoping. And the way the season kind of turned around, I mean, there was a time when it was like they were about ready to pull the plug on the whole thing, but an awful lot of crawfish has been caught. A lot's been sold, and some folks have enjoyed some crawfish this season, but it's been pricey. It's been costly. What's going to happen next year? Who knows? We'll see. Like you say, we're at the mercy of the weather and a lot of other factors, and we'll see what it is. A lot of folks are tired of hearing about it. But in the meantime, I'm going to have me a whole bunch of big old shrimp. I'm going to cook up some of them big old 9-12s, and I'm going to eat shrimp and have maybe a eat one crawfish and then eat six shrimp, you know.
Yeah, I've been, you know, the shrimp and the crabs have been taking it on the chin with the crawfish supplies like they are.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I don't have anything against shrimp and crab. I can tell you that. I can lay them out, buddy.
have you had any time to put your traps out yet?
I'm getting a hankering to do that. Me and my buddies were talking about it. A couple other guys. We do it all together, and we have fun with it. We pretend we're commercial crabbers. Go out and run our traps. It's fun. I like the anticipation, because you pull your trap up and go, boy, I hope we put them out in the right place. And pull them up and see 10 or 12 big old blue crabs in there. You're going, wow, this is like Christmas.
Yeah. And nowadays, that's a few dollars if you went to buy them. Them things
well,
ain't
that's
cheap
true.
Either.
Yeah. That's, what isn't high right now? if you think about it.
Yeah. We used to have a lot of fun, Mickey, as kids, catching those crabs in the surf. We'd go out there.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when they weren't biting you on the toes, they was eating them chicken necks and stuff on a line.
Well, you'd have those runs. Some years a surf would just be full of crabs.
Yeah, and I'm beautiful blues, and I can remember some days when we really had some bountiful harvest. We could really fill up some of them number three wash tubs and with crabs. It's a little work, and depending on how rough the surf is, but you drive some stakes out there and chicken necks and weight it down and walk out there with a. You know when them crabs is on there, them old lines start pulling tight.
Well, yeah, but, they do. If it's really good, you'll have three or four crabs on one chicken neck.
Yeah. Hey, it's fun. It's fun for kids. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, we used to do all that. I mean, we grew up in the right times. You know, it just, you know, I wouldn't take nothing for it.
Me either. I think anything related as far as good memories to me usually got water wrapped around it. You know,
same here. That's kind of the family I grew up in. We were just outdoorsy people. You know, if we wasn't playing sports, we were fishing and hunting, doing everything.
Yeah. Well, I think there'll be a few people piled up out here this weekend. And did you mention a while ago that we've got another front coming down next week or something?
Yes,
or,
yes we do.
How about that? Well,
oh, yeah. Bring them on.
This old fat boy don't mind a little cool spell. I don't. We're going to be begging for this
about July and August. We're going to go, man.
Yeah.
And it has been a nice spring. I mean, the weather could have been better, but it you know, as far as temperature, it's been a nice spring.
Oh, it has. It's been good, and we didn't have a terrible winter, and very little of the real cold stuff. You know, we kind of got it bunched up together, but it's going to be all right. But I'll take another cold snap, couple little breezy days. It'll work out.
Tuesday, it's not going to be that cold though, except. Well, Wednesday and Thursday nights, you're going to have a 52 and a 49 for lows, but you're going to be up in the, well, we're going to be in the 80s, you know, through the weekend and then until that front hits next week.
There you go.
And then we'll drop back into the mid-70s.
That's a good old Texas weather.
Yeah. Very pleasant weather, but I don't like those northwest winds at 25 and north at 20 for 2 days in a row. But how does that have to deal with it? You know, it's south at 25 on Monday, then northwest at 25 on Tuesday. That's kind of what we've been fighting with our fishing all spring, back and forth. You know how it goes. You grew up here.
it's been that way since
we've been born.
Yeah. It looks like we got some water in the bay right now as I went by the boat ramps. So maybe just a little bit low this morning, but I don't even know what the tides are running for this weekend. But we got water. There's enough water in there to launch your boat and get out there and have a good time. And I don't know how strong the wind's going to get today, but it's not really bad right now. It's blowing.
Now they're calling for some breeze today, but I'm not seeing it yet. You know, it's about 12, 14.
Well, I think folks will have a good time. I wish everyone a good Easter weekend and be safe out there. We don't want no mishaps. Everybody having fun.
Well, you got that right. That's it's a good weekend. Family, friends, everybody gets together. That's all good. I like Easter weekend. Always
I
have.
Do too.
All I want is that chocolate bunny with them big ears on it and bite them ears off first. I hadn't seen one around my house yet, but I bet you by Sunday morning I'll have one laying around there somewhere.
There you go. Yeah. Bite the ears off that big chocolate bunny and then give it to my little brother and he could finish it all.
Yeah, you can have the rest of it. I just want the ears. Oh, and a package of Peeps. Got to have them Peeps, man.
Yeah.
Them little marshmallow things.
Oh, yeah, the Peeps.
Yeah,
no, I didn't
eat
them. I didn't
go crazy over them.
Yeah, I didn't eat too many of those. Some of those ended up under the couch seats, you know, underneath the cushions. Them things are a little gritty. I didn't like them.
And
when the dog won't eat something, there's something wrong with it. You know, I don't. So them Peeps.
Well, that's true. Dog's a good indicator. I think they ought to take those Peeps and put kind of a liquid chocolate inside of them.
Yeah.
Or strawberry or something like that.
Yeah, kind of like a Shipley-filled donut. Put something
there
in
go,
there, man.
There you go. Good health food. Got that right. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get down to Boyd's, give them some info on what they need to do and get in on the shrimp and crawfish run this weekend.
Man, yeah, y'all come on down here and be safe getting here on them crazy highways. And
yeah,
we're right here at the base of the Texas City Dike. You can't miss us, or the good folks right across the street from us would be happy to see some of you too. But anyway, 227 Dike Road, going to be open all night tonight, and I think all night Saturday night, and then Sunday there'll be some Easter hours. It'll be shortened a little bit, but we will be open Sunday to take care of filling the reservations for crawfish that people have made, and the store will be open, I think, for a little while. But all that's available at the Boyd's Facebook page, and then also boydsonestop.com. I think you still might be able to get in on reserving a sack of crawfish for Easter Sunday. You'll just have to check that out once again at boydsonestop.com. Got all the live bait, a bunch of dead bait, tackle, ice, you name it, we got it. And looking forward to seeing some folks this weekend, Mickey. And I sure appreciate you letting me slide in here this Friday morning. Always good to visit with you.
All right, buddy. Well, that's why they call it Boyd's One Stop. You can stop there one time, get everything you need.
Since 1969.
Man, and it's been a while.
And I was just a little punk kid right there at Boyd's One Stop in 69. Spent some good years as a kid there pushing bait around, dipping bait. Mickey, thank you. Great
happy Easter, Dave. You bet, man. You take care,
buddy. Take care.
Later. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to talk about Boyd's One Stop. They are the place to go if you're looking for quality cuts of grade A beef, pork, and chicken. They're easy to find. They're right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, they serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Look for their pulled pork, their homemade hot dogs, and check out their ground beef special, always $3.59 a pound when you buy a 10-pound bulk pack or more. And if you're looking to have any kind of pre-order or custom processing done, check out getting a quarter calf or a half calf. They're available. And their wild game processing, they're open year-round doing that, whether you're having exotics done or whatever. And check out their Vinny dogs and hog dogs. That's homemade hot dogs using your own venison or wild pigs. That way you can bring something home from your hunt the entire family can enjoy all year long. And the Belleville's celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 541 here in the Bayou City. Final segment. Man, time has flown by this morning. And we're going to finish her all up with old Captain Bink Grimes, Matagorda Sunrise Lodge. What's up, Bink?
Man, not much. How are y'all?
Oh, couldn't be better. What are you doing?
Well, I just got done working out, actually.
Working out. You still do that?
Yeah, I'm off today. I mean, you know.
Or try
you know
to.
When you get to this, when you get in this life, man, up and down out of boats and just running every day, you better take care of yourself. At least try anyway. Keep a little flexibility at our age. That's the thing. You lose flexibility. Keep flexibility until duck season starts, because that marsh is not forgiving.
Yeah,
you try not to get too out of shape.
That's why I quit that a long time ago. I go to the marsh now. I book a guide. Give me a ride in the blind, buddy. I'm not walking through that mud anymore.
Yeah, it keeps you in shape.
It does.
Man, I'm telling you.
So, I stay in shape just doing a little fishing, a little crabbing, a little yard work. Just them workout days are over for me. Have been.
That's what I tell my wife. You know, you run so many in a row, you get tired. You don't think. And in the morning, you just kind of go through the motions. And you better pick up your feet and pick up your knees in the morning, because, man, if you stumble here and there, you fall between a boat, fall in a boat, fall between the dock and the boat, man, that ain't good. That ain't good, especially when you're a sole proprietor and you own your own deal. There's no workman's comp if you don't work. I try to anyway. I'm not doing a real good job at it, but I'm trying to.
Well, I'll tell you, you heard any more? You getting any quibblings or anything about the trout limits?
No, man. I mean, from a select few, just like you get the same from a select few in the whole world. You know, I mean, the minority's loud about it, but man, for the most part, everybody's on board. Everybody likes it. They when they get up next to you, they don't want to admit it out in public, but they tell you, man, I sure am glad, you know, this is going this way. And it is. I mean, it's best for our fishery. Heck,
well, everybody should want a better fishery. I mean,
man,
at least try. I mean, this may not even be the, you know, the magic arrow for it. I mean, we got to try at least.
The problem,
you know?
I mean, you're not going to lose anything. You're not going to, I mean, what are you going to lose? I mean, if you're going for fillets anyway, you're losing what? Four
Two
fillets?
Fish.
I mean,
yeah, four fillets.
Come on. I mean, what's the worst? Hey, say we're wrong. Okay, so we're wrong. Well, that's fewer fish that we took out of our fishery.
Well, there's other species to fish for. So, you know, if you want meat, I mean, you want to make a meat haul, you can get you five drum, you can get you three reds, get you five flounder when in season, you know.
Your economics doesn't add up if you're going fishing for a meat haul to feed. I mean, to think that's what you're going to. That's what you're going to get the most value out of your dollar. It's not going fishing for fishing is many, many intrinsic and extrinsic values, man. It's just like yesterday. Yesterday was just beautiful, beautiful. I really didn't want to get off the water yesterday. And, it was just, you know, man, just so nice. And, people that get on my boat, they half of them don't care what the limit is. They're asking, hey, I said, man, y'all want to keep some fish today? They kind of look at each other and go, probably not. Let's just catch and release. That was yesterday, you know, and I mean, we caught plenty. And most people I just don't have those customers that want to do that. I just don't thank the Lord. I just don't. You know, but there's nothing wrong with it either. What the law allows, you know, but take, you know, just be, you know, be mindful of our estuary. And that's what I try to, I kind of look at it like, you know, if you've got a pond in your front yard, which I do, you know, a little 1 acre pond that's stocked, I don't take fish out of it unless you're trying to grow it. And just treat the bay like it's your back pond, man. And do what's best, control what you can control. And that's us. You know, that's what the only thing I can do is control myself and my convictions. So, but I think there's just a lot of people that's excited about it to try to turn it around. I really do. It's pretty exciting to me. It just really is. I want to see what happens. I think the big, you know, I've always said, you know, I'll send out a text to, you know, say we got a 7-8 motor I'll send out a text. This is what we're going to do. This is so that everybody knows what time we're getting to the dock. This is what we're going to do, you know, about keeping fish and all that. And, I tell them, you know, we're not going to keep anything over 17, 18 inches. This has been for the last two or three years. We're just not going to. I mean, there's, you know, if you're trying to grow something, you know, especially, hey, say you're trying to grow your deer herd, you know, you get a fish in the 18, 19, 20 inch range. That's a 2.5 to 3.5 year old deer, you know,
yeah.
And you're trying to grow something, and that's what it is. I mean, that fish has got that, you know, and East Matagorda Bay 18 incher is a healthy, healthy fish, and he's made
right.
it that long. He's made it, and man, he's got a chance. A 20 incher really got a chance. And that's kind of our game, you know. We just want to do what's best for the fishery.
And man, let we all do.
Else take care of itself. Everybody does. I want Galveston to come back just as strong. You know, everybody when everything's thriving, man, all of us are. It's just the good thing too is, you know, we've got some rain here lately, and things are wet and things are green around here, and it's balanced out all that salt that we, you know, we had hypersaline water, you know, during that drought. Man, you're seeing the bait fish thrive. You're seeing more crabs thrive. And man, when that bottom of that food chain thrives, man, so do our game fish. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it. I was talking to a dear friend of mine yesterday, and I was talking about how much duck food is already being grown in some of these marsh ponds.
Right.
And you know, cause you've got all this fresh water that's balanced some of these salt water, and man, there is widgeon grass growing everywhere. And all these blue wings coming back from Mexico and South America right now, there's a lot of them riding that moon back north, and man, they are just getting in all that stuff. And they're so beautiful. Big old blue cobalt heads with
they're fully bloomed. They are gorgeous this time of year.
Man, and they just don't care. They're on the side of the road in Matagorda. They're on the beach in Matagorda, because you know what, they're coming across the Gulf, and man, they finally see land and they sit it down right there. They're tired, but man,
right.
So you see some stuff right now that you don't normally see. I mean, they're on the beach and they're on the side of the road, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Good time to take pictures of them.
Yeah.
So I had a pretty good day yesterday. We drifted with lures and had a pretty good day. It was had a lot of bites, but man, I can't remember. I guess I can't remember since last March or April that we lost so many fish off the hook. And so I just kind of went, let me check the next one we catch. Let me check his mouth. And man, you talk about soft mouth. And teeth missing and all that, and I said, you know, this, we may be in that little 2 to 3 week pattern where they're changing over, and I can't tell you how many we lost yesterday.
They always get that soft mouth after a heavy feed, you know, when they're hitting mullet and knocking them teeth out and all that, and then they'll get in that sore mouth, is what the old timers used to call it. Man, these trout are hard to catch right now. They got sore mouth.
I can't remember losing as many as we lost yesterday. I just told you.
Yeah, it makes a bite real light, too. You got to be on your game, man. Keep that slack out.
Sure do.
Feel that bite.
Sure do. And,
good rod and reel.
You know,
good line. It's a must.
Starting to see a lot of more. I guess the water temperature was about 65 early yesterday morning. Got to about 67. Saw more mullet yesterday than I have all spring, and man, starting to see a little slick in action. So
yeah, there you go.
That's you know that's what we like.
I'm
a little
with
bit
you.
Easier anyway.
Well, you know, that's just the way we grew up fishing, reading the water, the signs. I mean, it's so hard for me just to pull up somewhere that looks dead as a hammer and go to fishing it. You know, I know the structure's there, but it just, you know, it's just lifeless looking. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't, you know.
It's all about confidence, too, a lot. You know what I mean, man? I'll fish it a whole lot better if I got a whole lot more confidence.
Yeah, if I've got something to work with and it looks fishy and the signs are there, I'm going to fish hard till the cows come home. But, man, if it's just dead looking, I'm not going to give it long. If I don't get any bites, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's switched to the southeast now. Our tides were a little deep. You know, we're they were really up Monday, then they fell, but they were about normal yesterday. But I think with this southeast pumping today and all through tomorrow, I'm just going to drive them back up. We'll probably be red fishing tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. So
yeah,
we'll be doing that, which there's been a lot of that. And I heard y'all talking yesterday about just a lot of drum. And when there's a lot of drum, there seems to be the fishery's healthy, you know. And
right.
Seeing a lot of drum, a whole lot of drum.
Well, that's a start. That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Sure
I'm
is.
I'm telling you. All right, Bink. Well, hey, I got a roll already, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and spending the night in the lodge and fishing and got a putting green, swimming pool, all that, hey, let's roll.
Get y'all ready for the Masters, man.
That's
take a
it.
Dive and then play some
that's
putts,
next week.
Chip a little bit.
Yeah, do a little chipping, putting. Hey, that's where the game's won right there. Short game is it.
That short game, baby. Sure is. Sure is. MatagorToSunriseLodge.com or 979-241-1705.
All right, Bink. You have a good day, man. Good talking to you, brother.
You too. Happy Easter, everybody.
Hey, you too, man. See ya. All right, that's Captain Bink Grimes down in Matagorda. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.